This year, as Eid al-Adha draws even closely, Green Dean South Africa has released their Kurbani Connection call-out as part of their Green Dean Week, Monday the 31st of August to Sunday the 6th of September. The idea behind the Kurbani Connection and the Green Dean Week 2015 is for individuals, parents, teachers, students, ulama organizations, schools, madrasas, masajid, and the media to get thinking, take up the call to get involved in their own capacity. Joining us this evening, coordinator of Green Dean South Africa, Sister Fatima Raghi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah.
As I indicated in my introduction, the first week of September is declared as our week in South Africa. Can you give us a bit of information with regards to the history of this international history of Arbor Day and how this has been adapted in our South African context?
The history of Arbor Day and of planting trees is actually in the West quite not a too old concept. It only started in 1872, where one of the ministers in Nebraska decided that, seeing that the trees have been cut off without anybody thinking further, decided to declare a holiday called the National Arbor Day. And since 1872, this holiday has spread across the world, with different countries celebrating it on different days. And obviously us in the Southern Hemisphere celebrated on the first day of spring, on the 1st of September. And South Africa adopted Arbor Day in 1983 under the apartheid government. And our new government in 1996 decided that instead of an Arbor Day, why don't we have an Arbor Week? And since then, schools across the country, especially including our government, have been celebrating Arbor Week. And I think this is something that we as Muslims need to take conscious of, because when we look at the concept of planting trees, this dates from the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, it's the green sunnah. So even before we talk of Arbor Day, we need to be talking of our heritage as Muslims when it comes to planting trees.
Absolutely. This year, Green Dean Week, the first week of September, is focusing on the Kurbani connection. What is this Kurbani connection all about? Is it missing in our communities, and what are the causes and effects thereof?
The Kurbani connection that we're actually emphasizing this year is basically this connection to the sacrifice that we're making. Because in essence, it's how conscious we are of the sacrifice we're making that ultimately determines the value it is to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mean, we grow up in a world where money and riches are more valued than any kind of life. And it's just going back to the origins and asking, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically asking us to slaughter a life instead of just giving off any wealth? So we've actually designed a few resources trying to emphasize this whole connection when we sacrifice in something that's living. How does it come back to us when we talk about the sacrifices we're making in our daily lives? Are we ready to put our life on the risk for our Creator? Are we ready to put the life of our child on the risk for our Creator? So it's just trying to highlight this aspect, and obviously falling back onto things of animal rights when it comes to an animal, and are we really aware of what a living animal is?
Your article, The Kurbani Connection, outlines 11 aspects that individuals need to address. Can you perhaps give us an overview of some of the points?
Well, the article that we drew up actually is advising to people on how they can connect to their Kurbani, how they can be more excited about their Kurbani and also benefit the most spiritually and intellectually from their Kurbani. So some of the things are like research the history of where our Kurbani came from, how it is the sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, how it is the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also things about doing research on animals themselves, like how long does a goat live, what does a goat eat, things of that aspect, just so that, I mean, we live such modern lives, such urbanized lives in the cities that we really don't know where our meat even comes from, so how are we going to connect to that? So that's like the one aspect, is doing your research on where your Kurbani is coming from and of that sort. And then also then to just make the connection yourself. I mean, you're making a financial sacrifice, but you also need to be making an emotional sacrifice. You need to be falling in love with the animal that you're going to be slaughtered in, so that it actually takes something out of you when you slaughter that animal, more than just any money that you're forking out, but rather you feel it in your heart when you slaughter that animal.
Interesting aspects and things that are really lacking within our community. An important part of the Kurbani connection is treating our sacrificial animals properly. Tell us more about that.
So this is actually the crux of where it comes to, are we connected to our Kurbani? Really, are we connecting to it? Because what is happening these days is because it's just become a simple ritual where we don't recognize that the animal we sacrifice is a living creature created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has animal rights. When you go to the farms, you just see widespread disregard of animal rights. So a lot of these things have actually started off from when you get your animal or when a farmer gets the animal. How do you keep this animal confined? To give it enough water, give it enough food, don't mix too many animals together. And then also, I mean, this is a sacrifice you're making, so you need to treat it with respect. Are you handling your animal properly? Are you cutting it with a sharp enough knife? And this goes all back to our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he tells us specifically, when you're slaughtering that animal, even if you are going to be killing it, kill it so that it's easy on the animal. So it's just that, and we have these listed on our website for those that are going to be slaughtered in. And also for those that are going to the farms, because you hear a lot of the farmers talking about how the public gets impatient to slaughter the animal. They want to rush home and eat their lunch. But I think we need to bring the Qurbani to the center of the Eid and just have that patience on our side as well.
Absolutely. The Green Deen Week is not something that the Green Deen physically goes out and run in schools. Rather, it is a call out. Who is the call out to, and how can they host their own Green Deen Week?
A lot of the Green Deen call out we make is focused on our youth, on our teachers and our parents, because ultimately, if you want to help people, you need to start from the children and move upwards. And we've actually put up a few ideas that this is the Green Week happening, it is our week, how you, leading up to Qurbani, can actually bring this back into your classroom, bring it into your home, or even into your masjid. So obviously there's things like, and our children are good at this, is make a project on what cows and cattle are, or do some research in that way. They can obviously have a plate to just highlight it. And I mean, you as a parent, you as a faith leader in your congregation, an imam, can always just give a talk on just reminding people that before we get into a lot of details, are we making that connection as a person connecting to another creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then another aspect is obviously on Eid day, many of us maybe are sending our Qurbanis overseas or we won't be able to slaughter in our own yards. So again, before the Eid day event, just taking the children out to the farm, taking us ourselves as adults to the farm, just to maybe ask the farmer a few questions or play a little bit with an animal or see them eating. I mean, this is part of the Qurbanis, just making that connection in the long term.
The Green Deen team has written a few articles and made a range of awareness posters that the team are sending out. What are the website and social media details?
Obviously, all of our posters that are available online, like you said, it's at our website, www.greendeensa.org. And yes, the listeners can find us on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram profiles. And if they want to, they can just drop us a WhatsApp even, and we can add them to our broadcast list, which is 076-2585-251. So yes, just search for Green Deen South Africa, and inshallah, you'll find us somewhere.
Okay, we'll continue directing our listeners in that regard. All the best for the week ahead, and may Allah make it that your message reaches far and wide, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. That was Fatima Raghi from the Green Deen, doing excellent work and continuing with various projects throughout the year. May Allah accept and grant it a greater momentum so that more people can benefit.